If I asked you to name what you like about each generation in your ops team, which would have the longest list? Baby boomers bring valuable wisdom. Generation X is known for being resourceful and efficient. Millennials are super collaborators, and Generation Z are tech natives. Together, they could be unbeatable. But when you pull all their diverse work styles, communication preferences, and tech proficiencies together, sparks can fly. A client once described this as a generational tug of war. It's between who's for or against returning to the office, who prefers meetings over messages, or who gets easily offended versus those who don't. Disparities like these can grind the gears to a halt. In this episode, you'll learn about how to see age diversity as an asset rather than a battleground, so you can unlock the full potential of your team. Check out the full transcript at yourfuturerealize.com/25. This is Your Future Realized podcast with host Laura Malinowski. I help operations executives like you gain control of your mind, time, and career so you can love your work again and advance. I led cross-functional business operations for more than a decade, so I know how intense and heavy that can be. Subscribe to this podcast for tips that help you take a strategic pause, lighten your load, and get in the flow towards your true north. Hey, ops leaders. There's a common misconception that bringing different generations together in the workforce is like trying to mix oil and water. Some believe everyone is too entrenched in their ways. Yet some assumptions here don't hold up. For example, not all older workers struggle with technology. Tech skills vary across all ages. Labeling younger workers as job hoppers oversimplifies the issue. Today's changing job market means career paths have evolved as well. And age gaps are rarely the primary source of conflict. More often, conflicts arise from personality clashes, communication styles, or organizational issues. Noticing your assumptions about what's going on when there's tension can help you pivot to something more productive. That said, there is no doubt that incorporating so many different ages can complicate your role. Things that might be a no-brainer or even admirable to one generation might cause offense to another. This makes it challenging to establish a unified team culture that feels respectful to everyone. The Journal of Organizational Behavior did a study on intergenerational conflict. They found that leaders who promote a culture of respect and empathy can reduce tension and foster teamwork among employees of all ages. Emotional intelligence and embracing diversity are vital pieces of a thriving team culture. This means addressing the underlying issues in your team, even when it leads to uncomfortable conversations. It also means inviting open dialogue and aligning the team towards shared objectives. That can mean saying things like, "Let's make sure we're respectful, regardless of age or background." Or even, "I understand that working with people from different generations can be challenging, but it's important for us to learn from each other's perspectives." Embracing this mindset paves the way for new possibilities for your team. Psychologist M. Esther Harding noted, "Conflict is the beginning of consciousness." This insight highlights the importance of facing these kinds of differences head on. You'll be well served to shift your perspective and start seeing generational differences as a strategic asset instead of a battleground. This way, the different perspectives can become resources that make the team stronger. More and more organizations are exploring ways to incorporate diverse age views to make progress. Here are a few ideas I've heard about recently. Cross-generational mentorship programs. Opportunities for younger employees to learn from the experience and wisdom of older employees, and vice versa. Reverse brainstorming sessions, where younger team members lead problem-solving sessions on long-standing challenges, and older team members contribute ideas on new technologies. Teams formed with a deliberate mix of ages and experiences for specific initiatives. This ensures a blend of stability and agility in project execution. For more ideas about addressing conflict in your ops team, check out episode 21 at yourfuturerealized.com/21. And today I'll leave you with this question. How can you ensure every team member feels appreciated and listened to, regardless of age? You can't stop the chaos, but you can change the game. Thanks for tuning in to Your Future Realized podcast. If this show gave a boost to your day, please leave a review about it and share it with your BizOps buddies.